Weeby 108, Connecticut's best music variety, and the Weeby Wake Up Morning Show. Storm and Norman, John Tesh hanging on the line here, our studio hotline. It is a Thursday morning. It's showery outside, some sporadic rain on and off through the morning. Hopefully, it'll end later on this morning, and we'll get some sunshine, but colder temperatures on the way. It is 43 now as you get ready for work and school. And then John Tesh here every night at 7 o'clock at Weeby 108. So, John, I'm watching, Tuesday night, the debates. I was just curious to see the debates. So I put it on Channel 2 in New York, CBS, and I saw the tail end, the very tail end of Entertainment Tonight. And, of course, there's Mary Hart. And then standing next to Mary Hart is John Tesh, of all people. And I'm like, what am I looking at? How did that even come about?
It's the craziest thing. I never would have thought to do this. When I released the Relentless book, the PR guys called Entertainment Tonight. They've been my friends for years because I was on there for 10 years and said, hey, would you do a little piece on the book? And so they got back to me and said, hey, listen, Mary just read the book and she wants to come in and interview John. And we'd like for you guys to like for them to take over the show and pretend like it's 24 years ago. And I'm like, why, are you crazy? That'll never work. I showed up there and it was like I had never left. It was the coolest thing. Mary was so incredibly sweet. We had some very emotional moments, talking about what was inside the book, my struggles and victories, and then the whole cancer battle thing. And it was just, we were such good friends during that period of time. And people were freaking out because they thought that something was wrong with their TV. That all of a sudden, they had flipped back 24 years.
I'm looking, it's like, there's Tesh on Channel 2 again. Whoa. You're on Weeby 108, of course, every night at 7 o'clock, 7 to midnight, John Tesh radio show. And our buddy Jeff Warshaw, who is with a connoisseur, our head guy and his lovely wife, Winter. And we were talking, it's like, let's get John on today and tell us about the Relentless book. Can you give us the cliff notes of Relentless, your book with your picture right there on the front cover? Hey, by the way, you still look great on Entertainment Tonight and on the cover of the book.
That's very funny. Well, yes, we've all, it doesn't matter. We've all used Cliff Notes, right? It was the only way to go. The book is, when HarperCollins came to me, the publishers, and said, we'd like you, we've heard about this miraculous recovery that you made from a deadly disease. We'd like you to write about it. But I said, I don't want to just do that. I have some stories that I haven't told about my life that were struggles. I got on the other side of them. And there's a process that I used to do that. And I'd love to, write about it. They said, we'll take a shot. And they thought it was going to be finished in 6 months. It took me 2.5 years. And you know that, Norm, because we've been talking about it for a long time. When I was 19 and a half years old, I was in a tent. My parents had kicked me out of the house. The university had kicked me out because I tried to switch majors switch into communications without talking to my parents. And I did it illegally. And I had burned my ships. And I climbed out of that tent. And 3 years later, I was anchoring the news at WCBS in New York. And it's not a prideful statement. It's just that there were things that I did that people can learn from, I think. I took the time and wrote about those things, about creating Red Rocks, about creating the Intelligence for Your Life program 20 years ago when Connie and I and Scott Myers and Betsy Chase got together. And it's just a story. It is, I think the subtitle is correct. It's a story about purpose. Mm-hmm. It's a story about persistence and a story about grit. That's a long Cliff Notes chapter, but that's really what it's about.
Hey, where can we all find Relentless from John Tesh?
Walmart is a big believer in this book, and also the guys at Barnes & Noble. But the way I buy books, is not only there, but also on Amazon, where you can get the hardcover, you can get whatever you want. I actually, with encouragement from you, by the way, because we've been doing these Facebook Lives, I read the a lot of books are read by other people, but I wanted to read the book myself because it was so personal. So the audiobook is...
Well, it's you, and it's John Tesh, and it's called Relentless, Unleashing a Life of Purpose, Grit, and Faith. We're going to see you on Weeby 108 tonight at 7 o'clock and hear you. Hey, listen, anytime you want to come on live again on the Weeby Wake Up Morning Show and say hello via the radio more than you do every night here at Weeby. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Norm. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome, John. Weeby 108, Connecticut. Traffic southbound on 95. Our volume is still building from Stratford now through Fairfield into Westport, southbound of the Parkway.